presents Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
You know, Kowalski, my buddy, he has what I suppose you could call magnetic qualities. Yeah, he attracts trouble. Now, don't matter what he does. Somewheres along the line, fate is waiting to conk him one right behind the ear with a sock full of you-know-what. I mean, like even the simplest thing turns out a hash once Red turns his exploit hand to it. Yeah, like the time he enters a competition. Now, you wouldn't think nothing much could go wrong entering a competition, would you? I mean, what is the worst? You don't win, huh? Yeah, that's what I thunk, too. But with poor old Red, gee. Anyways, guys and bros, it all started like so many things down on the rank. Me and Red were sitting in my cab. It was a great day. Little old New York was starting to pretty herself up for the summer. I was reading the newspaper, trying to pick me a winner for Saturday. And Kowalski? Yep. Reading as usual through romancing pictures.
Gee, just goes to show, huh?
Yeah.
We has ruined the weather with the A-bombs and the H-bombs and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Pretty soon summer will be winter and winter will be summer, and then where will you be?
Uh-huh.
You ain't listening.
So I ain't listening. Who wants to listen to the load of hooey that comes pouring out of your trap?
Hooey? Hooey? It's all here in black and white.
Oh, yeah? Well, it's all here in black and white, too, but that don't mean I can pick a winner.
I don't understand you, Chuck Edwards. Why bother with that rubbish? Why don't you read some educational like me, huh?
Such as?
Such as what I am telling you about. I was a teenage meteorologist before the bomb made me redundant.
A teenage what?
Meteorologic. It means like a weatherman, you know, them guys who says, today will be fine and warm and sunny all over. So you get your raincoats and umbrellas out.
Ah, you means meteorologist.
So what'd I say?
Who knows? Who cares? Look, leave me read the sporting page, will you?
Sports page? Gee, you'll never learn nothing, Chuck Edwards.
Who wants to learn? I knows enough for me.
Oh, is that so?
That is so. Now, please, will you shut up?
Okay. Gee, look at this.
I thought you was going to shut up.
Change my mind. Free country, ain't it? I could change my mind if I wants to, can I?
I think it's a good idea, what is more.
You do?
Yeah, you change your mind. Change it for anything you can get. It's going to be an improvement.
Finished?
Yeah, thanks.
Well, as I was saying, look at this.
What?
Three Romancing Pictures is holding a competition, and the prize is a speedboat.
Great.
Yeah. Then when the H-bomb ruins the weather completely and it rains all the time, you'll be able to sail away.
Rains all the time?
All the time. That's what this teenage weatherman says. Okay, go ahead, laugh.
Thanks.
Anyway, I was telling you about this competition.
And I was trying to stop you.
Oh, so you don't want to hear about this competition?
Nope.
You don't want to know that you've got to write a poem saying why you like two romantic pictures, and the writer of the best poem wins a speedboat?
Nope.
Then I won't tell you.
Thanks.
I'll tell Myrtle.
Not in my cab, you won't. I want to read the sports page, for Pete's sake.
Okay, I knows when I ain't wanted. I'll go to my own cab.
Good.
I don't need to sit in your lousy cab.
Right.
Got me a cab of my own. It's better than this one.
So go.
If you ain't careful, I will.
Go, go. Who needs you while I'm trying to read about the Gigi's?
Well, it's okay, Chuck. I forgive you. I won't go.
Yeah. So stay. Look, either way, do me a favor and keep your lips zipped, will you?
Okay. I will think of the poem I is going to write. I will be quiet.
Gee, thanks.
If you want quiet, you will have the quietest quiet you has ever heard.
Okay. So give me a sample.
Okay. How was that for quiet?
As a sample, it was great. I'll take it. Now shut up!
Put that sports page away, Chuck Edwards. I got a fare for you.
Like the man says, silence is golden, which is probably why I am the poorest cabbie in the whole United States. Anyways, I goes off on my fare, and me and Red don't see each other for the rest of the day. Now, it goes like that sometimes, you know. He gets a fare, I gets a fare. Anyways, I gets back to the apartment after dropping Myrtle at her place. Red is pacing up and down, and on the table is a piece of paper and a pencil. Obviously, genius Kowalski the poet is at work, trying to win the speedboat.
Hi! Oh, so now you want me to be quiet, huh?
Yeah, I'm thinking about my poem.
Remember this morning I wanted you to be quiet?
Now, Chuck, you ain't going to be childish and make a noise, are you?
Yeah.
I will just get me a beer from the kitchen.
Gee.
Hey, you know, it's a funny thing. You ever get the feeling you want to sing? I mean, sing real loud, you know, rattle the windows like?
Now, Chuck, you ain't going to make a noise, is you?
My singing ain't no noise. My singing is a melody. Beautiful to listen to. You want to listen?
No.
Okay. Hey, how about that, huh? You got to admit I got me a voice.
Chuck, you was acting just like me, and I can't stand it.
Now you know just how it feels.
Listen, if I was a speedboat, I'll let you come sailing. If you keeps quiet.
Ah, forget it. I had me my joke. It's okay, Red. I knows when to stop. Not like some people I could mention.
You gonna be quiet?
Except for the sleeping of this nice cold beer. Quiet as a mouse.
Gee, thanks, Chuck. Now, where was I? You see, Chuck, I has a feeling that a way-out hippie-type poem will be the one. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, like everybody else, you'll have ordinary poems with rhymes and such. I'm going to be different.
For you, that should come easy. And never mind different. You is unique.
Gee, thanks.
Hey, but don't forget, Michael's coming around to fix a supper for us tonight. Feeding time's rolled out again, so you better begin. When she gets here, well, I ain't saying nothing against my broad's voice. But it does keep going once it gets started, don't it?
Well, you see, I could do it like a song, you know. Something like this. True is what you get in every story. Romance is the thing we're searching for. In is where you stops and has a boy, even. Pictures is what's hanging on the wall.
War? Hey, what do you mean war? Pictures hangs on walls.
I know that, Chuck. You see, it's got a rhyme with four.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Well, leaving that aside, you've got another two lines to go and you run out of words.
You just wait.
Huh?
Paper is the stuff that it is print on. Weekly is the time that it comes out. Put them all together, you gets two romance pictures, paper weekly. The magazine that's all about. How'd you like that?
All about? What's that supposed to mean? All about what?
No, Chuck, all about, like you're everywhere, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I see. Now, you want my honest opinion?
Certainly, yes, buddy to buddy.
Okay, buddy. Okay, buddy, I'll tell you. It stinks.
Oh. No, look, you don't have to be kind, Chuck. I mean, we knows each other well enough. You can tell me what you really think.
It is terrible, but terrible. I ain't never heard nothing worse.
Oh. You think I should start again?
I think you should start, period. You ain't got nothing yet.
Okay, well, I'll try one of them way-out hippie songs I was talking about. How's this? Straight off the top of my head.
If that's where it comes from, it's doomed before you start.
In the back ways of my feelings, like a tortoise on a swing, I am seeking, peeking, leaking for the truth. 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 How's that for starters?
Is it okay with you if I reserve my judgment?
Certainly. Not only that, you can wait a while before you tell me. Right, the second line. In the sewers, on the sidewalks, on the ceilings, shelf is showing. There's a guy I know whose middle name is Root.
A guy? With a name like Root?
Yeah, the mixed-up childhood of this guy. That's where the sadness comes in, you see.
The sadness came in when you opened your mouth.
Rome is roaming, ants is anting. They're apart, and will they ever get together? Join the Rome up with the ants, and the ants up with the Rome ants. There's no sun up in the sky, it's stormy weather. Yeah, so far, so good, huh?
Let me hear the rest.
Well, this is a short line, because it's about in, see?
Carry on, Bob Dylan.
But the world's a rubbish bin. People throw their romance in. Phew, made it. Now, for pictures. Pictures are the truth. Yeah, it's taking shape, ain't it?
That's a shape?
Give me true romantic pictures. Pictures truly romance in. In romantic pictures truly. Hang your head down, put on booty. We'll go swimming in the poolie. True romantic pictures, I love you, I never miss you. True romantic pictures is my bag. Good evening, friends. Well, what do you think?
I is dazed.
Get you right there, huh?
Red.
Yeah, Chuck?
Why don't you forget the whole thing?
Forget it?
Yeah.
Well, what about that speedboat? Well, this rain is coming. We're going to need it.
There ain't no rain coming.
It's all there, and I was a teenage meteorologist. True romantic pictures.
Okay, okay, so let it stay there. Look, with a song like that, you got no chance.
Ain't a song. It's a poem. I've just been singing it to help me along, like.
Didn't help me none.
I's going to write it down, and when Myrtle comes, I'm going to read it to her. Like a poem. You know, sad.
And there I agrees. It is sad.
Well, let's see what Myrtle thinks when she comes.
so the big jerk writes it down. Well, Myrtle arrives and she cooks us a great meal. You see, she does this a couple of times a week on account of she don't want us to die from starvation yet. And she can really turn on the fireworks when it comes to dishing the eats. You know, guys and broads, every time Myrtle does the cooking for us, I find myself thinking maybe I should jump into the sea of matrimonial. You know, just so I could eat like it every day. Which is probably why she comes around a couple of times a week, come to think of it. Dames, you see, they is onto all the tricks, ain't they? But I gotta say, it was a swell meal. Ah, gee, honey, that was great.
Necktie of the gods.
Necktie, dope. You ever heard of any ancient Greek gods wearing neckties?
I didn't hear of them not wearing them. Anyway, now that we've eaten, I want you to hear some.
Oh, no.
What?
My poem for this contest to win a speedboat for when the rains come.
What's he talking about?
Wait till you hear the poem, Annie. Then you'll be more confused.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, Red. Let's hear it.
Okay. In the back ways of my feeling, like a tortoise on a swing, I am seeking, peeking, leaking for the truth. In the sewers, on the sidewalks, on the ceiling, shelf is shoulding. There's a guy I know whose middle name is Root. They're apart, and will they ever get together? Join the roam up with the ants, and you end up with romance. There's no sun up in the sky, it's stormy weather. But the world's a rubbish bin. People throws their romance in. Pictures, 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 pictures are the truth. Give me true romantic pictures, pictures truly romance in. In romantic pictures, truly. Hang your head down, poor Tom Dooley. We'll go swimming in the pool. True romantic pictures, I love you. I never miss you. True romantic pictures is my pack. Good evening, friend.
That it?
Yeah, that's the poem. If I win first prize, I guess it's speedboat.
What's it about?
Why I likes true romantic pictures. And the speedboat is worth $15,000.
Yeah. Well, all I can say is, if that wins, I'd hate to hear the others.
But Kowalski is but stubborn. We can't talk him into realizing what a heap of junk that poem of his is. So what? He sends it off. Then about a week later, around 6 in the evening, there was a knock at the apartment door.
Chuck, somebody at the door.
Okay, so answer it.
Oh, yeah. That would be a way of finding out who is at the door, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
On the other hand, they may have the wrong apartment.
Answer the door, knucklehead.
You know, that is a stupid saying, ain't it? Answer the door. I mean, like, you know, there's a knock and you says, yes, door, what can I do for you? That's answering the door. Stupid.
See who is at the door?
Why didn't you say so in the first place? Yeah?
Mr. Kowalski?
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's Kowalski.
Well, it surely is an honor to make your acquaintance. Such genius, such insight.
Well, it's better than the outside.
Allow me the privilege of shaking your hand.
Would you mind telling me?
I am from True Romance in Pictures, and you have won our competition. The luxury ocean-going cruiser is at this very moment standing in your basement on a trailer, ready to be towed to whatever waterway you wish to grace with its presence.
You mean I won?
Indeed you did, sir.
I won the speedboat from True Romance in Mansfield.
True Romance in Pictures, yes, sir. Here are the keys, and may I wish you fair weather, fine boating, and lots of happiness.
Thanks.
Don't worry, mister. He just faded us all. And if what you says is true, I think I'll probably join him. About that. Kowalski won. As it happened, I didn't fake too. On account of when you get Kowalski sprawled all over the floor of the apartment, there just ain't room for anybody else to faint. Anyways, I brung him round, and we phones Myrtle to grab a cab over, and the three of us goes down into the basement to get a load of this 15 grand's worth of speedboat. Well, believe you me, Miss Weston, it was a sight for sore eyes.
Gee.
Like, beautiful from the outside. You figured that trailer safe?
How'd you mean, honey?
Well, let's go aboard and see what it looks like inside.
Yeah, come on. Who's going to carry me over the threshold?
What are you talking about?
Don't the captain always get carried across the threshold in a new ship?
That's when you get married.
Yeah, all a captain gets to do is to go down with his ship when it sinks.
Oh.
Yeah, well, come on, let's go.
Gee, can know, I ain't never seen nothing like it.
Me neither, too.
It just needs a few drapes over the portholes, and it'll be real homey.
Portholes? Oh, is that what they is? I think they was round cupboards.
Okay, the next thing we gotta do, we gotta get into the water.
Yeah, but how do you do that? I mean, you can't sail it down the streets, can you?
That is what the trailer is for, lame brain. The trailer, it is perched on top of. It's got wheels, see? And a hitch. Okay, now my cab's got a hitch. All we do, we just hitches up to my cab, and away we goes to the sea.
To the sea?
To the sea. Look out, world, here we come.
The three of us can hardly wait for the weekend, but it comes at last. And bright and early, we hitches up and sets off. We has looked up a yacht club, and we have arranged to bait it there. It costs quite a stack of loot, you know, but when you figures we got the boat for free, oh boy, it's worth it. So we gets there early Saturday morning, and there is a slipway and all for launching. The trip is pretty uneventful, except for one time we was going up a steep hill, and the boat comes loose and goes backwards. Comes to a stop at the bottom of the hill. Well, as far as we can see, there ain't no damage done. So we hitches up again. This time, I remembers to put on the safety chain. And like I said, we hitch the yacht club. Now, Michael is voted as the one to launch it. And we got to think of a name, of course.
I think it should have a cute name like Michael. I mean, boats is always she's, ain't they?
Hey, how about taxi? I mean, that kind of fits.
May I just remind you, Stu, that it is my boat and my real Christian name is Christian. You know, like Fletcher Christian.
You ain't going to call this boat Christian.
I didn't say that, did I? I was going to say that since my name is Christian and Fletcher Christian was on the Bounty, we should call it Bounty.
Yeah. Well, we got it for nothing, and that's a Bounty, too, ain't it?
Yeah.
Well, sounds okay to me. All right, then, the Bounty. Myrtle Honey Bunch, come on, do your stuff. Launch.
You should have a bottle of champagne, really.
I got me a bottle of cola. That'll do.
Yeah, okay. All right, then, I'll stand back while Myrtle does the necessary.
Just a minute. I am the captain, right?
I suppose so.
Well, the captain has to be on board when the ship is launched, ain't he?
Well, sounds reasonable.
Okay, let me get aboard. Then, as Myrtle, the ship's cook, does the launching, I will salute. I mean, like, you gotta do the right thing.
Yeah, okay. All right, Fletcher Christian, get on board.
Okay, here's a bottle of cola, mate. When I'm ready, you gives a good bang on the sharp end and names her, okay?
Yeah, okay, I knows what to say.
And what does I do?
You stand here and cheers.
It's gonna be a pretty thin cheer.
Well, it ain't such a big boat, is it? Gee, ain't this exciting? Okay, here goes. Okay, mate, the captain is ready.
Right. And may God bless all who sails in her.
Hit harder.
Yeah, okay. I names this ship Bounty, and may God bless all who sails in her.
Good old Mike, you did it.
There she blows.
She's slipping into the water.
Gee, exciting, ain't it?
A life on the ocean wave, a life on the rolling chuck.
Yeah, skipper.
When does she stop slipping?
When she's launched, bonehead.
But she is launched.
Jack, he's right. She's launched, but she ain't floating. She's sinking.
You didn't have to hit her so hard with that cola bottle, Mike.
Oh, don't be stupid. That wouldn't sink a ship.
Well, you know that, and Chuck knows that, and I know that. But does the ship know that? I tell you, she's sinking. What'll I do?
Okay, you're the captain. You give the orders. Though if you ask me, I jump for the shore while there's still time.
Never. A captain stays with a ship.
But it can sink. I mean, like it's brand new. $15,000 worth.
All I know is it's getting lower and lower.
So jump for it.
Never. Christian Kowalski stays with his ship.
What's wrong? What cost it, you reckon, Chuck?
I've been thinking. The only thing I can come up with is when it came loose going up that hill, remember?
Yeah. But we checked.
We didn't check underneath, though. Suppose it went over some rock or something and made a hole in the bottom. Then the water's going to come gushing in, ain't it?
Yeah, that's what must have happened. We went down what must have gone wrong, Red!
That's great. Now work out something to make it go right. Throw a rope or something. Pull me in before I'm the only submarine in these parts.
There ain't no rope. Now listen, Red, forget the boat. Jump for it before it drifts out too far.
You is talking mutiny now, Seaman Edwards.
Mutiny, schmutiny. Get off that boat.
I leave $15,000 worth to sink.
So what do you think you can do? Send it back under the water?
How do you know it's that deep? Might just settle halfway?
No, these launching places are deep. Deeper than that boat. Come on, Red. Do something.
I stays with my ship. How many times would I tell you a captain is the last to leave?
What do you mean, last? You's the only one aboard. You gotta be the last.
Nope. If the Bounty goes down, I go down. I have but one life to give for my Bounty. Anyways, if she does sink, I can always swim ashore.
Well, now you was gonna have to. You was drifting too far out to jump.
Stop playing stupid! Get off that thing!
Are you kidding? If I get off, I'm in the water and I can't swim. Hey, that's right, I can't swim! Gee, what am I gonna do, Chuck?
You big dope, I told you to jump while you had the chance!
Yeah, but Captain always goes down with the ship.
And that's what you was gonna do, Buster, go down with your ship. Bye-bye!
Chuck, you wouldn't leave me to drown, would you?
Who's drowning? The water's only up to your ankles.
Yeah, but that means the whole boat is underwater.
Oh, stop kidding around, Chuck Edwards. Dive in and rescue your buddy.
10-1, the water won't come no higher than his waist.
You with your betting, always betting. This ain't no type of bet, this type of action.
So take it, jump!
I can't swim!
Okay, I'll come in and drag you out. But you gotta get off that boat. Now go on. Jump as close to me as you can. Then I'll jump in and pull you out.
My beautiful Bounty.
For crying in that bucket, will you jump?
Okay, okay, okay. Goodbye, Bounty. Here goes. Chuck, come on here. Save me.
All right, already. Here I come.
Gee, am I glad to see you.
Okay, look, just let go of me, will you? I'll hang on to you. Otherwise, you'll get us both under. Yeah, so long as this knucklehead don't push me under, I'm okay.
Chuck, I'm going
up. No, you ain't. Don't lose your head. Mind you, that will be no great loss. Okay, I got you by the collar. Now just kick me your legs.
Okay.
No, not me, you dope. Kick out that away.
Okay.
Don't make like this is a cross-channel swim. We's only 3 yards from the shore.
Guys and girls, that getting Kowalski 3 yards to safety was like trying to pull a king-size electric fan against the current. Anyways, we finally made it. Me and Myrtle between us managed to get the waterlogged dope on the dry land. And the three of us was just laying there getting our breath for a while. Then we sits up and has a look. There is no sign of the good ship Bounty. Not a ripple. Ha! That must have been the shortest trip any ship ever made.
Gee, there goes my one and only speedboat. Now what's we gonna do when the rains come?
All them pretty chintz curtains I hung.
Ah, don't cry, honey. Anyways, we ain't the speedboat type, really.
Excuse me, Mr. Kowalski.
Oh, it's you.
Yes, I checked which yacht club you joined. Well, I certainly am glad to see you, but I don't see the speedboat anywhere.
That could maybe be because she's down there under the water.
The water? Oh, no, but that's impossible.
With Kowalski as captain, nothing is impossible.
Oh, no.
He just set up the record for the shortest voyage in any ocean-going launch. About 10 fathoms, straight down.
You really mean the speedboat sank?
Yeah, how is this guy?
This is the man who delivered the prize to me. He's from Tool Master Pictures.
Yeah, that's right. It sank. And Kowalski here insisted on going down with his ship, which he did. Only he can't swim, which is why I'm all wet, too. I just fished him out.
That's terrible.
Well, it ain't so bad. At least we's all alive.
No, I didn't mean that was terrible. What is terrible is that I made an awful mistake. Well, it wasn't my mistake, really, but somewhere in the department, somebody slipped up.
How do you mean slipped up?
Well, I don't know how to tell you this, but you didn't win the prize.
But you came round.
I know. You said... I came round and said, but the mistake came to light later. The winner was actually a Mr. Kaminsky.
I didn't win?
No, Mr. Kowalski.
My beautiful poem.
Oh, didn't even reach the first quarterfinals. Give us a good laugh, though.
Laugh?
Yeah.
Laugh? That beautiful piece of poet, the mimic of the art?
But now we have a problem. Mr. Kaminsky wants his boat.
Okay, you can tell Mr. Kaminsky to come down here and fish it out.
Gets back in the old jalopy and we left. You wouldn't believe it, but this guy tried to hold Red responsible for the 15 grand's worth of boat. Yeah, he said he should pay it back. But it was their fault. They had no leg to stand on. And what's more, they had to fish the boat out, clean it up, repair it, and give it to Mr. Kaminsky, whoever he may be. That'll teach him to make mistakes. We figured out that Red could afford to pay him off at a rate of $5 a week. So he would have been about 93 by the time we'd finished. But like I said, it was their mistake. Red didn't have to pay nothing.
Okay, so I don't have to pay, so I didn't win. But that ain't what hurts, Chuck.
No?
No.
I mean, I can understand you being disappointed you didn't win.
No, that ain't what hurts. It's what that guy said.
Huh?
He said my poem gave him a good laugh. That's what really hurts. I had a good mind to cancel my subscription to Two Romance and Pictures.
But he didn't, of course. I don't think Kowalski could live without that junk. Though I gotta say, he was a bit peeved when the next issue was... I was a teenage speedboat captain.
Taxi is written and produced by Joe Stewartson, directed by David Goodman. George Carellin plays Chuck Edwards, Red is Tony Jay, and Myrtle is played by Pat Saunders.